Well, whenever you guys come in, you don't come empty-handed. My desk right now is full of things. Where are these from?
These are from classes that we've begun offering, and they are short classes, two-hour workshops, really, in being creative in all kinds of medium.
Stained glass to my left? Mm-hmm. Who made these stained glass?
Different folks from the different classes.
Like, how? I mean, adults, kids?
13. These particular ones, 13 to almost 60.
Now, this dog, this cute little dog, what is this made out of?
That's made of clay, and we have several clay classes, birdhouse class, fairy house class, leafkins, little clay animals, and crazy creatures, which are created out of lots of pieces of clay that you just assemble and make alien crazy creatures.
So you don't have to have any experience to try your hand at this?
Well, the reason behind it is to take people without experience. And we kept on hearing the thing over and over again of, I can't create, I can't sing, I can't dance. And we're here to prove everybody wrong. You know, we've been robbed of that in our culture because we're exposed to such unbelievable art and such unbelievable music. And then we compare ourselves to people who spent the 10,000 hours it takes to get really good at something. And what we find is if we take something like bring somebody in for a stained glass class and they can sit down and they can learn the basic techniques and in less than 2 hours walk out with something that they made, that they – people just get on fire. They are like totally excited. They want to go home and make all kinds of things. We do – you know, we have these silk scarf classes that are just really fun where you can go home and – they're all designed to where you don't have to have any basis. You don't have that entry fee. If you want to start something, you got to go spend $300 buying all your dyes and all your stuff the first time or buy your stained glass tools. It's just to get people excited about creating things because it's so important in our culture to bring that back in. We're kind of losing that in our schools, taking art and things out. So we need to re-inspire people. People need to be inspired all the way across just to be creative, to be fun again and play.
Now, people can be introduced to all of these things anytime, but May 5th, you've got a big event that will benefit Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, May 5th is our we were getting ready to do our spring festival, kind of thinking about it, and we were contacted by the World Labyrinth Society.
And because you have
because we have this wonderful stone labyrinth that the Wards built. And what they asked us if we'd participate because of the labyrinth, and they kind of wanted – it's a walking – the world as one, around the world as one, at 1 o'clock as one in peace is the concept behind it. And we've kind of taken it and said, okay, if we're going to do an event, let's do a big event. Let's do something really fun. So we put it together with our spring music festival. We're following the same format we did last time because we had so much fun. The musicians had a great time. It's going to be a series of song circles. Looks like we'll have between 18 and 22 circles, 5 to 7 musicians in each circle. So it's a lot of different people.
You know, lots of kinds of music. And the musicians themselves are excited. We were out to dinner a few weeks ago and a local musician came up and said, I heard that was really fun. I want to be at the next one.
And so the circle, someone will be kind of leading it?
Well, actually, no, they won't really be a leader. Okay. There'll be a series of chairs. There'll be like probably 7 to 10 chairs in each circle. They'll be under a little tent, and they'll be spread over the grounds. So you'll be able to wander through the grounds of Terra, and there'll be a little tent, and there'll be a small PA in the center of the circle, and everybody will be able to go. We've kind of put the PA there just so we can get everybody to an equal acoustic level. So everything will be as loud as the loudest acoustic instrument. So, you know, people won't have to push their voices, but it's a wonderful atmosphere because you get to hear people in this really intimate setting. It's like almost a one-on-one setting as people go around the circle taking turns doing songs. You know, a lot of the circles, they're basically circles of friends because, mm-hmm. you know, someone will come up and say, I want to do a circle, and we'll say, okay, get a bunch of friends together that you play with and, you know, come on down and we'll set up a PA for you. And they'll sit around and they'll just play for, you know, two sets. There'll be a noon to 2:30 set and a 2:30 to 5 set. And people will just play and have a wonderful time. The musicians, you know, if the crowd wasn't there, they wouldn't care. They'd have a great time anyway. It's just a wonderful environment. And we had people, Marshall Mitchell bought the Red River Rangers or somebody out last time, and they hadn't been together for 15 years, and they had so much fun. They're probably mostly going to be here again. But just all kinds of people are coming out from the woodwork. We've got a Celtic group that people came from all over the state last year to play in. We have a number of different groups. We have a gospel group this year. We have country. We have reggae. We have indie. We have a little bit of everything.
Going to have a didgeridoo by any chance?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
We had one last year.
Did you really?
Yes, we had a woman show up with a didgeridoo, and she just sat in one of the circles and took her turn in the circle. We have several people crash the circles, which is wonderful because, you know, then it ends up being musical chairs because people will go from like one circle to the next one because they'll want to play with their friends. And it's really wonderful because you can really hear the at that level, you get to hear the quality of people's voices. You hear the quality of harmonies when people have played together for years, you know, so often in a loud situation. You can't hear the subtleties of harmonies at acoustic levels, and it's just wonderful.
Now, I know you are two people who don't like the word can't, but in this situation works. I can't play a musical instrument, but that's okay. We can come. Someone can come out and just listen, right?
Oh, the idea is to just wander from circle to circle and totally enjoy yourself and go to the ground. You know, enjoy the grounds. And as always, we don't want money to be a gatekeeper for people because, you know, it's hard times for some people. And, you know, people with kids, it's always hard times. So our attitude is all of our festivals are always free and they're open to the public. And then we encourage people to donate to Meals on Wheels. Meals on Wheels is one of those examples of the numerous charities in Northwest Arkansas that just do amazing quality work that just make a huge difference in the quality of life in Northwest Arkansas. And we really need to get past our political differences, past any differences we have, look at the quality of community we have here, and really work together to just continue Northwest Arkansas as the amazing quality place we have. You know, it's always been – that's one of the unique things about Northwest Arkansas I've always loved is it doesn't matter what your political background is. It matters what we're trying to accomplish.
There's something on the flyer that I've got to ask you about, Giant Games.
Giant Games is something we added last year.
For just giants or
– No. It's 24-inch chess pieces and giant tic-tac-toe pieces and a big hopscotch court and a giant checker set. We had – last year, Chad came in one of our glassblowers, and he was, like, all on fire. He wanted to build a castle. And Val had been kind of looking at – eyeing the old – they had this chess set out there that was, like, glued down, and people are, like, always
pulling
it.
No, it had nine squares.
People are always trying to move it and do it. So we decided – and I wanted a stage because, you know, I've been doing music things for a while. So we got together and built a castle stage with a giant chessboard in front where we do some of our events, and it's just it's so cool to see, like, a little kid that's not maybe 2.5 feet tall picking up this piece, wrapping both arms around this PVC chess piece and walking it through the moves, and they get it. When it's real, when it's physical, they don't. It's not something they have to think through or intuit through.
It's not nearly so abstract. You know, they can actually physically move it, and it sort of becomes body memory, and they go, oh, you know, the knight goes two steps and one step. So it's really fun to watch.
It's so cute to watch.
But then we had so many folks wanting to play that we created a checkerboard so that they could play checkers or chess, and then that was fun. So we made a, you know, that's how things go.
And we're going to keep on going. We're adding all kinds of interactive.
I'm going to say, when can we have the giant backgammon board?
Oh, we're looking
a huge die. Really?
Yes, we're looking at that.
And
I had mine out the other day.
You guys, I say, what about a didgeridoo? We had one last year. What about a giant backgammon? Oh, we're working on that.
Yeah.
Well, and
it's
the other
like
thing,
nothing is too preposterous for me to bring up.
Well, do you know?
You may have to come help build it. Yeah. It's too preposterous.
Okay.
You get to help build it.
La Sagrada Familia, the Antonio Gaudi's famous cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a friend of ours, Edmund Harris at U of A, who's in the math department, is working with us to do a big math installation where we'll have hanging chains and you can change the arches and
because on La Sagrada, it was a time where you couldn't calculate what an arch was. So the way that Gaudi did it was to hang chains upside down.
Right.
And he got these perfect catenary arches. So we're creating a series of plastic chains so your teeth will be safe. But where you can go ahead and you can create your own cathedral upside down in chains. And then that's one of our fun projects. But we have a bunch of them we're working on.
Yeah, well, as soon as the semester's over, he's coming out to help us.
He wants to learn how to weld, so we figured. It's a great place for him to learn to weld.
Quid pro quo, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so Saturday, May 5th, noon to 5, the song circles, learn more about the classes, create some stuff.
Probably we won't have any classes go that day. We're having classes every other Saturday and Sunday, but that one, all hands are on deck.
Yes.
We're
going
to we'll probably have over 1,000 people. So it's don't have a lot of extra staff.
But you could ask questions about
classes. We'll have all the examples out and the schedules, so you can sign up that day.
And it's on Facebook. You can always check what this class schedule is. We try to do two classes every weekend right now.
Mm-hmm. So art, music, giant games.
And walk the labyrinth for
peace. And walk the labyrinth on World Labyrinth Day. No didgeridoo guarantee, but don't be surprised.
No, you can invite somebody to bring one out.
I don't know anyone.
Okay. Well, you just did.
Well, you just did.
Oh, if you have a didgeridoo, go to Terra Studios, noon to 5, Saturday, May 5th.
Yay.
Thank you both.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.